GAO takes the Environmental Protection Agency to task for its new TRI requirements, while EPA introduces new amendments to the SPCC rule. Today is October 5th, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
The Government Accountability Office says EPA's new TRI rule has some holes in it. In its recent report, GAO disagreed with the EPA's plans to allow some companies to use the simpler Form R when reporting toxic releases. The office said that in developing the TRI rule, EPA did not follow key aspects of its internal guidelines, including some related to environmental justice. EPA did not follow guidelines to ensure the scientific, economic, and policy issues are addressed at appropriate stages of the rule development. For example, EPA asserted that the rule would not have environmental justice impacts. However, it did not support this assertion with adequate analysis. The omission is significant, GAO said, because many TRI facilities that no longer have to submit Form R reports are located in minority and low-income communities, and the reduction in toxic chemical information could disproportionately affect them. October is Children's Health Month at EPA. In honor of Children's Health Month, the agency has released a publication highlighting its work to protect children from environmental risks. This year marks the 10th year of explicit attention to the health of children, following an executive order signed by President Clinton. The report discusses research funding, assembled data to quantify the extent of the issues related to children's health, and several specific programs aimed at protecting children in Tennessee, Michigan, and others. Also discussed is a warning about mercury in fish and shellfish, with links to further information. Coming up, EPA proposes amendments to its oil spill prevention, control, and countermeasure rule, which it says will streamline requirements for particular industry sectors, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA has proposed amendments to its oil spill prevention, control, and countermeasure rule. The revisions affect certain regulatory requirements for facilities subject to the SPCC rule. Among the changes, hot mix asphalt will be exempted from SPCC requirements, as well as certain pesticide application equipment used on farms. The revision also would allow some connected or contiguous buildings to qualify as separate buildings. The amendments also would allow some facilities through their SPCC plan to tailor their requirements to their specific operations. EPA was quick to note that nothing in this proposed rule removes any regulatory requirement for owners or operators of facilities in operation before August 16, 2002, to develop, implement, and maintain an SPCC plan in accordance with the SPCC regulations then in effect. These facilities are required to maintain their plans until the applicable date for revising and implementing plans under the new amendments. Public comments on the proposed changes will be accepted for 60 days following publication in the Federal Register, which is expected within 2 weeks. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.